Each day, as the sun was just rising, the chief returned outside his cabin with one less brave and held up his fingers to let him know the number of days he could stay. Then, they left him to make his own decision. One friendly Indian that always helped Johann Ludwig during the harvest time loved him dearly, and he came to him every day during the 10-day standoff, counting each day a finger less. And just as the angels had taken a hold of Lot to hurry him out of Sodom, so did the poor Indian hurry this crazy white man to leave the forest and save his life. Johann was stubborn, and regardless of all the warnings, he tarried until the 10th day when the whole tribe came and fired their guns at his house. They were carrying burning torches and shooting flaming arrows onto his roof. He had already sent his wife with their valuables and the children to safety. In haste, he threw a sack of wool upon his back, the only thing left worth anything, and fled for his life into the wilderness. As he made his escape, the Indians were in close pursuit. They constantly fired upon him long after he cleared the settlement. The shooting only stopped about a mile outside of Boston, and he rejoined his family there. Anna, his wife, took from his back the sack of wool and found deposited therein 7 bullet balls and an equal number of holes in the bag. Anna Knaus proclaimed to her husband,
"The simple sack of wool was another instrument in the hands of God, saving his life and preserving the Knaus posterity in America."
She looked upon her misfortune as grievous to borne, and in bitterness of soul, she would often exclaim,
"Alas, alas, what have I come to?"
Johann Ludwig, after his escape from the Indians, was gracious to let renew the past and in tracing the providence of God in the preservation of his life by land and by sea. And in the view of so much prosperity, he dedicated himself to the service of Almighty God. He had been converted by Martin Luther's preaching. In his own mind, he was saved 2 times by the Holy Spirit, and he was soon after ordained a preacher of righteousness by the elders. The Knaus family finally settled in White Marsh County, Pennsylvania. There, Johann Ludwig became a landowner, being mentioned among 47 landholders in 1734, at which time he was the owner of 100 acres of land. He also dropped the first name of Johann and went by the name Ludwig. He told his family,
"I will start with a new name in this new world."
There would also be new members added to the Knaus family. Ludwig and Anna had 14 other children together. As the family spread out, they always stayed in touch, writing letters whenever they could and keeping safe the ones they had received to be read over and over again. All the Knaus' family's children took great pride in their penmanship. They were also very good readers and had a strong knowledge of the Bible. Ludwig donated some land and helped fall the trees to build the first log cabin church. And in July 1728, he was the deacon in the White Marsh Reformed Church. But this church dispersed in 1746 because of the dwindling membership. He is included in a list of Germans who were naturalized 1738 to 1739 in the Philadelphia records. James Logan, the colonial secretary, voiced his concerns about the great influx of German immigrants.
"They are unscrupulous about complying with the rules of the land office. They come here in crowds and as bold and indignant strangers from Germany, where many of them have been soldiers. All these people go on the best vacant lands and seize upon them as common spoil."
Logan went on to complain that they rarely approached him on their arrival for the purpose of purchasing land. He said,
They justify their right to occupy the land because they had been solicited by publications in Europe to come here and be colonists. They came in pursuance of those representations without bringing with them the means with which to pay for any land.
From 1735, settlements in Pennsylvania multiplied rapidly. It extended over vast regions west of the Susquehanna, where the Scottish-Irish had led the way through the wilderness. The German settlement kept pace with the native peoples. While the Spanish and French War in 1746 was being fought, some settlements were laid to ashes by Indians down from Canada. Some of the settlers were massacred. Others were abducted and taken far away from their homes. There were a few that made their escape and were dispersed in the north. But most all of these people were never heard from again. A great many died from the ill treatment received at the hands of the native people. They thought the settlers were invaders and squatters on their homeland. The raided settlements remained in ruins for years. The native people called the mountain range that extended from the Delaware River hundreds of miles westward the Kaututinchung. But they were called the Blue Mountains by the new landers. They did not find them to be an insurmountable barrier, and they crossed over into the Indian homeland and laid out farms. They should have remembered in their own life experiences with invaders, the inhabitants, like themselves, will fight to keep their homes. Now, these immigrants from the old world oppression were exposing their wives and children to the torch, hatchet, and scalping knife by the savages of the new world. Hundreds fell victim to the relentlessly cruel savagery of the midnight assault and slaughter along the north and south of the Blue Mountains. There were more than 300 Germans massacred by the hostile tribes. They had come to America and settled in Pennsylvania about the same time the Ludwig Knaus family traveled there. Ludwig's small group of families were well-armed and banded together. They were familiar with defending themselves against marauding armies and mercenaries. All they had to do in the past was just cooperate with them a little, and they might just leave them alone. But when they tried this with the native people, the Indians saw this as a sign of weakness. And, with great force and cruelty, they attacked. There was no communication between the Indians and the Newlanders, just fighting on sight.